Hello, my name is Bates. So today we need to get back to your laboratory and let's see our experiment. Okay, so right now I have this setup and I'm going to show you this cool setup later. I was making some severe rare experiment. So what kind of rare experiment I need to do? Well, I'm gonna show you. First, I need a tube made of hard material that is immune to anything, which is in here. I have an element to help me. Okay, so now we need a block for this. We need 1 tablespoon of water and add the lid to it. So, but this is only a simulator, so don't say that I can't pour the mixture into it. We actually need about 5 tablespoons of water for our experiment right now. And so right now I'm gonna blend them up with a bit of boundaries, and this needs to make the water cool in a high ballistic material invertation. They try to make some energy. So let's see the reaction. So when this happens, the water starts to split its energy and turn into little particles. And these little particles are the same entropies to make these particles to turn into little grains of energy. So how can you make it? Well, I have an idea to sell this. So keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. Now we're going to add 5 tablespoons of salt into this mixture, and now let's just drop it one, just like snow. And we drop each time, and we will get a dissolved salt into the mixture until got a bit of water now. And now blend them with our mixer. So actually, we're making more and more of these things and make it to produce more energy, such as like we add more salt to make sure so we can get more energy to replicate these cells. Get this ready, just dump some salt until it's almost full and a bit of the salt is being leaked out. So now let's mix this thing together to see what happens. When the salt grains are being disappeared, then everything's getting pieced, so all these mixture only left a bit of salt, which is we only need 1 table of salt to do the job. So what are we going to do? We need some species of energy that can break down and faster drop into the water. And these energy are called energy bits, which is very hard to take when you get a lot of energy to get to feel that. So actually we're taking some blob of energy and put it into the fuel tank until it's almost full. Actually, we're making the water to be blend into some kind of these mixtures when I'm tapping this stuff. Now we're gonna get this salt, and we have a bit of salt which has not been dissolved yet. So let's mix that together to see how this works. We get a waiting process. The particles right now is being mixed, and there's no grains of salt, only a bit of salt left. So we need more cells to get some cells. And faster of the reaction to all these cells are completely be fit inside until that we only have a grain of salt or 2 tablespoons of salt left. Just for mixing. So right now I'm gonna just take it to the biggest and mix it with the salt, and the salt is being mixed with the water until your water turns into pure iodized water, which is actually the water that you get in your lab. Okay, so mix the last grain of salt until this mixture is all being dissolved. It's finished. But if I use grains of little bits of energy, like a thunderstorm, and like that, I can release a particle and shoot it into the water, creating a kind of stability, which is the water can create slow kinks through space. Then that's a hard thing because the energy right now is very weak. But if the energy is super strong and it can balance the water and turn into different kinds of particles, that will be a huge different story. But if I only drop a bit of this stuff, it starts to erode and erode of the mixture. When that happens, there are no more iodized water left. And that would be a good thing. That will be our first importation. So now we're going to blend all these things together to make sure there's no more excess water. And we're finished. We created an iodized water. So can this will be the energy to, produce. Actually, I need some dozen. They are being dissolved and hit into the wall of it. So we need more table of salt to dissolve into this mixture. We just need more water and we need more salt to do the job. So it will make me... I'm trying to make more common sense. Yeah. So we're going to mix that together. And then we're going to use something very important. The fire mixture. I use table salt of energy and mix it with positive charge and mix the energy together until this energy is being rapidly replicating into all this mixture. It's gone. But I have something even cooler. Let's see if I make a lab. And this lab has pure iodized water, which is not being contaminated at all. Let's see if I have enough water. I will have half of this water and half of this stuff till it completely dissolves. And when you see there's a lot of other cells, salts are not being dissolved, you will be very worried and you can add more salts. But at that time, you will see there's some salt that is not being dissolved, so we need something to mix. So we need these cells. These are macrophages cells that are talking to the immune system, but not now. But now we're creating and creating more cells that is being, blasted by this energy. So actually we're making more and more cells that mix together. But eventually that will stop one day and all the energy will be disappearing. So now we need something more to cover all this stuff. So we need a blender to mix all this stuff together until it's very slim and slimy until all this stuff is getting going away. The last grain of salt. That will take a bit of more time, so we need to patient waiting. This simulator doesn't do very well. Actually, we'll miss one grain of salt, and that will be a bad thing. All the water is almost being released and mixed into the mixture. Elapsed a bit, which is still not being mixed. So I'm going to mix it as fast as I can and using the highest stability. And using this. And mix those things together. Until all this mixture is completely slowed down by time. This time dilution. Actually turn it into a very particular element, which is start to be solid glacier. And then it turn it back to salt water and This will repeat and repeat until all the salt has been dissolved. And to the speed of the time, just So we need one or more these things. So we need some soapy water and to make more of these stuff. Okay, so we need some this and this to mix together as well. And like that. So right now, I can create more of the iodized water than I think. Ready? We need a blob. One drop of oxygen, which is need its job is start to erode a part of it, which is try to destroy the lyrocyte this way until all this disappear, gone. So now we need a clone here, put in here, and start replicating and replicating and replicating. And let's see if I speed up. It's just a bit. So we need bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Let's see how much water we can get through our lab energy. We can get 5 millimeters of this stuff and pour it until there's no more air left. And now we need to erase all this stuff to see how much water we only can left. Oh, as we expected. We need this. And some electricity first. Of course. Okay, so let's see how much water we can get. Actually, we can get a quite amount of that. Has almost filled the tank. So let's see if I clear up this part. Okay, that's over. So now we created a neutral environment. But let's see if I clear a bit of this material. Nothing happens, right? Nothing happens in this mixture. There's nothing happening, so it's very boring. Of course, sometimes they're sometimes boring, but sometimes they're not. But right now, if I decided a desert, and I have some pure water into it, not very pure water, I'm sure that. But if I try to do that, if there was life, so how can I try to use this stuff and let the tree to survive and flourish? I don't know. Maybe we need. But this will end one day after all. Because when this mixture is being mixed together with the energy that is bound inside, it will never degrow. It's set when we clean out those waters. And now we can let it degrow rapidly as it can. But not always. So we actually only can make a bit of this energy and make it quickly, rapidly to grow and flourish. So actually we just only can make some of them and make the rest of the energy disappear like that. So how can we make this? Only with a tiny bits of water down on the floor with some water molecules. And I'm gonna show you something. This ball and contains water. It can be trapped and creating a water molecule and start to hit the boundary, and it turns into more seed and it can rapidly replicate. And some of them they turn into water particles. And these water particles are teeming with crazy because they have fire around them. So the balls only need one grain of energy to burn all this material, creating more and more mountains and more things until they all until they make into something, produce into dust. And this one too. But this time will be more complicated because all the particles together makes the boundary of life in here. But, well, not so sure. So, but if I pour some dots of balls in here, let's see what happens. The cells right now are very rapidly and they are very, very fast to grow. The cells are actually destroying each other. The cells that need to make it and the cells, they replicate themselves, but eventually they will die because of the myeloma they were left in. Until there's no bits of energy left, and this will be the best thing, okay? Okay, this one will be over all the particles and all the particles, yes. And all the particles will gone, the energy will be gone. Until we have some seed, and this balls of seeds is what I was looking for. First, we need some balls that are made from powder. Let's drop them. They can't move in a high speed. So now we're gonna add some seed particles into it. Let's see what happens. Doesn't happen anymore. And it will bury itself. Fun game. Oh my god. Super fast. And I don't know what to do. Let's slow down. Okay, that's better. But there's some powder suddenly from the sky. Oh no! Okay. I escaped. Oh. I will be eventually traveling to another place and it died. And it created! Now we need some cells that can protect these. Hallelujah! So they're creating more and more cells and creating more and more particle cells until magma cells. They can burn the woods and they can destroy the world! But this will end one day because the water particles are still saving it. But it's creating and destroying. Very annoying. There are no space for the fire to go, so it attaches to another plant. So this maybe will get an end in it one day. If we have some laser particles, maybe they will kill bacteria. So let's see. Yeah. And there we go. We got some this and we got some particles. And these particles when actually I was trying to think about that where this thing, little stuff, can be water and survive through this high concentrated blob of energy. I was thinking that very long time after all, because all these little stuff has been very stupidicate. And I don't know what to subscribe all these kind of little ballsies to mix the material. I don't know that, but I know that our mixture right now, actually, we're still making the earth. We're making the earth. So, at first, well, it's a lava lake. Not fully magma, of course. There's some different peaches of that. Peaks of energy balls until splash. This little thing guy blast. I mean some asteroids from the cell wall. They can absorb the cells. So actually that will be a bad news because the energy will constantly be eating. This is the end. And this is a poison atmosphere from the cell. Oh no! The earth now is gapping, and the magma started being concentrated and melting the peaks at the first earlier earth. Oh no! So water particles start to not dissolve in the world. Actually, just only a bit of stone survives on this high heat. Actually, the mercury right now is not strong enough. They actually turn into magma particles after they drop into here. So actually they create a fire stability. But some asteroids are very good at plunging the water. When they dissolve, they absorb some of the energy. So actually, they actually make more energy than more energy than more energy bulbs until the atmosphere disappears. The atmosphere being disappeared over and over again. But they were still cells, which is bad for you, and they dominate the air. But when they hit it, they destroyed themselves. But this poison gas wouldn't last long. It traps the energy inside it. So if I just leave this one and it will add a little wibble wobble until all this mixture beans die. The particles right now are so intense and so fiery, they actually create more of the particles that need to encourage them. So they actually create more and more lesser cells inside this biomass degrade. Until the cells right now is being, cleared away. The cells right now is being actively activated. So let's clean this off. At this time, the universe is in a very hot soup. It's very hot and is in a very hot density. All those little blobs of energy finally cools down and turn into mountains and heavy peaks, such as Mount Everest. And right now, we have water! Finally! We have water! The water particles jumping around and fun and fiery and making some big oceans through the earth. And if this happens, the water starts to shed. So they actually create some different kinds of peaks that our work right now. But right now, we still are in our age. The water particles right now are still not ready to be aggregated because all the energy are frozen in ice until the magma start to melt the mixture. I'm gonna speed that reaction as our immune, but I found out that the energy surrounding this particle start to burn and start to create a little kink, which is creating fire and fire and more mass to being fire, and eventually they turn into liquid water. After all, this is in the gas giants if we use solar power light, but this is not done yet. Using the sun's energy, it will create little sparks, and it will create a maximum amount of energy surrounding it. Okay. Now it's generally conductive. Now we can add salt in the mixture until all this water is being dissolved and turned into salt water. Well, This is only story yet. We still make some of the cells, immature cells, disappeared. And they actually turn into very, very good cells. After all, when the sun, this sun energy that concentrating corrodes to the earth. Sun is running horizontally. So actually, we need some of the more energy to power that. After all, we're melting the spring, melting the winter, and creating a kind of spring. So, well, we actually only left a bit of energy to, well, survive in the world. So that's how, that why does the world right now so complicated in life, and there's a lot of things to discover and, well, challenge on yourself. Make yourself the best shot. Make yourself to be the best thing on the planet. Please. Thank you.